Ideally, they would try to be artisans. Remember, Jamaica has sugar plantations, which are very different from the cotton plantations you find in the American South. Cotton is a predominantly agricultural pursuit. You're picking this stuff, and almost all the processing was done in Lancashire or the North. Sugar is an agro-industrial complex. You have to have the factory right there because sugar starts losing sucrose within hours of being picked. You had no choice but to have the sugar mill right there, and sugar mills require a wide range of occupations. The coopers, the boilermen, the carpenters, and a lot of those jobs were filled by colored people. It was also the case that Jamaica's English elite, unlike their counterparts in the United States, had little interest in the grand project of nation building. They wanted to make their money and go back to England. They had no desire to stay in what they considered a hostile land. So the task of building a new society, with the many opportunities it embodied, fell to the coloreds as well. By 1850, the mayor of Kingston, the Jamaican capital, was a colored person, Patterson went on. And so was the founder of the Daily Gleaner, Jamaica's major newspaper. And from very early on, they come to dominate the professional classes. The whites were involved in business or the plantation. The people who became doctors and lawyers were these colored people. These were the people running the schools. The Bishop of Kingston was a classic brown man. They weren't the economic elite, but they were the cultural elite.